When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Copyright. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Between our bodies, it's been corrupted. The space between our bodies has been corrupted. The people that make the laws and rules for us, they don't give a fuck about us. Our hearts are being bought. A moment away. We are just a moment away. We are just a moment away. We are just a moment away. Space between our bodies has been corrupted. Space between our bodies has been corrupted. Perpetual motion is killing our emotion. So the rich can't make a dollar, make another dollar. We are just a moment away. We are just a moment away.
should life all labor be? Let us alone. Time driveth forth fast. Let us alone. What is it that will last? Let us alone. What pleasure can we have to war with evil? Is there any peace?
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host. My name's Marielle. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to our fine radio station today. You just heard Youth Brigade off of their album Sync with California. That song was called Blown Away. And I started off today's show with a band called Stun off of their album Evolution of Energy. That song was called Movement. I hope you guys are having an amazing week so far. I haven't done too much. I don't have any awesome stories to tell you about. If you were trying to listen to last week's show, it didn't really happen. I had an incident with transit, and it was kind of terrible, so I'm not even going to talk about it. And I was on air for a bit. I did do my show, but it was really short, and so I'm not even going to podcast it, because it's just kind of, it's a waste of mine and a waste of your time. So I'm sorry for totally dropping the ball and being a big, hard case of fail, so I'll make up for it this week, or never, because maybe I just will forget about it every single time. I did go to the 3 Inches of Blood show on Friday, though. That was awesome. I hope you guys were able to make it out to that. It was at the Commodore. It was a show to celebrate the release of their newest album, Here Waits Thy Doom, and I did buy it, because we have not received a copy here at the station, but I forgot it at home because I am awesome like that. And I played it last week, so I'll play it next week for you guys. And if you haven't heard it, you should go buy it yourself because it's quite an amazing album, if I might say so. I had a really good time at that show, and because my judgment was also severely impaired, I decided to go to the Midnight Movies double feature at the Rio after the show was done, which might have been a good idea on any other night if I wasn't so tired and so inebriated. They were showing The Dark Crystal and Labyrinth, and the temptation of seeing David Bowie's 20-foot hair on the movie theater screen at the Rio was just too strong, so I went to that, and then I didn't make it all the way through because I was pretty tired. Let's say I was tired. Yeah. And then so the next day was just terrible. So my whole weekend was just like recovering from, I don't know, sleep dep and, I don't know, going out when I'm not used to going out. Most days I find myself at home watching a movie like I did last night. I played Youth Brigade for you because they're coming to town. They're opening for the Bouncing Souls. That's happening in October. I want to play some Bouncing Souls for you right now. And then perhaps after that, who knows where this audio journey will take us. If you wanted to place a request or whatever, you can give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And as always, you can check out my playlist online at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com and download podcasts for the majority of shows on our fine radio station through our website, which is citr.ca. So check that out if you feel so inclined. But without further ado, here's some Bouncing Souls, like I promised you, off of their album Maniacal Laughter. This is The Ballad of Johnny X on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Johnny says he's bound by only 6 strings to this world. Johnny says he'll keep them always one turn out of tune. Johnny never listens to the kids that say Johnny X ain't never done the right thing anyway. Johnny wears his leather like a crown of thorns. Johnny spends a lot of time with shit
19th, this year's 9th annual New Forms Festival brings together artists from a variety of creative sectors, including electronic music, visual arts, and technology-based installations. Top DJs from around the globe will perform alongside innovative visuals and installations. Additionally, a partnership with the new W2 Community Media Arts Center allows attendees to attend a full-day DJ workshop to learn some of the skills that will be displayed during the festival. Information can be found on www.newformsfestival.com or follow New Forms Fest on Twitter for regular updates.
Remember when you first learned about the birds and the bees? Want to learn more about the birds and the bees and the berries, urban agriculture, delicious homegrown food, solar energy, and much more? Check out the Society Promoting Environmental Conservation. Come to one of our workshops, join our solar panel tour, or go to our website, www.spec.bc.ca, for more information.
We'll be right back. that fits. It's all through your traps to find a better you, a part of you that lasts. I saw through your trap and into my own wrist. Saw we went through red ribbons spilled to blue. Sight to soul, your eyes. I've got this dress up, I can hit around this waste of laughter. Slow dance alone with no one to the sound of four hands clapping. Congratulations to you both, I hope somewhere you're happy. If there's a moral to this story, then I wish you'd show me. Hair in the blood, flying the disappointment. Rubber, I'm glue, I'll write the book on you, stick it to my face. That's drinking back from you, blacking out your eyes. You need a little more suppression of your appetites. This is your honeymoon, separate rooms, it's neither sweet nor bright. Got this dress, I'm hiking it around this waste of laughter. Slow dance alone with no one to the sound of four hands clapping. Congratulations to you both, I hope somewhere you're happy. If there's a moral to this story, then I wish you'd show me.
Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That was Jawbreaker, of course, off of their album Dear You. That song is called Sluttering May 4th. Before that, you heard Impeders of Progress off of the Vancouver Punk as Fuck Volume 2 compilation. That song is called I Hope You Like Soup, Kids. And I started off that set with The Bouncing Souls off of their album Maniacal Laughter. That song, it's called The Ballad of Johnny X. And I played The Bouncing Souls because they are coming to town with Youth Brigade. That show was happening October 7th at the Rickshaw Theater. They're also playing with the St. Alvia Cartel, I do believe. Apparently ticket sales are doing pretty well for that. So if you are planning on going to that show, you might want to pick up your ticket soon. Or keep listening, because I might have tickets to give away in the future. Maybe. Not a promise, though. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. Speaking of tickets to give away, I have tickets to give away right now for Dragon Force. Dragon Force are coming back to Vancouver, and I've seen them before. I saw them at the Croatian Cultural Center, and they put on a really, really funny, crazy show. And so if you're interested in going, Dragon Force are playing the Commodore this time, which is going to be fun. That is happening September 21st. So that's pretty soon. I think that's like next week sometime, next Monday. So if you feel like going to Dragon Force, and of course you do, or if you're a huge Guitar Hero nerd and you feel compelled to air guitar along with Through the Fire and Flames, give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR-2487. Yep, I said that right. And you and a friend can go see Dragon Force for free. Why would you not want to? Anyways, if you haven't heard Dragon Force before, I'm going to play them for you right now, off of their album Inhuman Rampage. I'm going to play Through the Fire and Flames. This is the final battle, so to speak, on Guitar Hero 3. I think it's Guitar Hero 3. They're really, really crazy and weird. Anyways, give me a call. Dragon Force, September 21st. This is Through the Fire and Flames on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You are listening to Mastodon off of their latest album, Crack the Sky. Is that what it's called? Yep, it totally is. That song is called Divinations. Prior to that was some new Rancid off of their latest album, Let the Dominoes Fall. That song was called Up to No Good. Before that, I played some new Piss Jeans off of their album, King of Jeans. That song was called Half Idiot. They played a show, I believe, last month or so, and I was gonna go, and then I didn't because I'm lame and because I miss good shows all the time, but I'm assuming that show is probably pretty awesome. Before that, I played Dragon Force off of Inhuman Rampage. The song is called Through the Fire and Flames. I really can't stand that song. It's like 7 minutes long, and I only really played it because they're coming to town and I gave away tickets, but seriously, like, that song is like 7 minutes too long for me. I find them hilarious, and in theory I should really like Dragon Force because of how nerdy they are and because they're like silly over the top metal, but I don't know, maybe it's because I had such a hard time quote unquote defeating that song on Guitar Hero. I had such a hard time that my friend had to come over and play that song for me because I am that lame or awesome, depending on how you want to look at it. Bands coming to town that I wanted to tell you about. I just played Mastodon because they are coming to town. Mastodon are playing with Death Clock, the band from the Adult Swim show Metalocalypse. They're playing with Converge and High on Fire as well. That is happening October 4th at the Orpheum Theater. And if that show isn't sold out yet, it probably will be fairly soon. Bouncing Souls, who I played for you a while ago, are playing with Youth Brigade, and the St. Alvia Cartel is happening October 7th at the Rickshaw Theater. What else is going on? What is the date today? Tonight, In Flames playing with Killswitch Engage and Between the Buried and Me and Protest the Hero is happening tonight at the Pacific Coliseum. I'm going to play some Gallows for you in a little bit. They have a new album out called Grey Britain. I quite enjoy it. They're playing two shows with Flogging Molly that is happening October 29th and October 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. I haven't heard about too many Halloween shows coming up, but I do know of one. The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets are playing at Pub 340. They're playing a Halloween show on the 31st, of course, and I do believe because they dress up for every one of their shows, I think this time the people who attend the shows are expected to dress up as well. And so if I attend that, I will be in costume. Probably some kind of Star Wars costume. That's all I'm saying. DOA and SNFU are playing September 26th at the Commodore Ballroom. Gaslight Anthem, The Loved Ones, and Murder by Death are playing September 24th, also at the Commodore. Then beginning of October, Children of Bodom, The Black Dahlia Murder, and Skeleton Witch are playing October 5th. That is also happening at the Commodore. There are a lot of really awesome metal shows coming up in November, like Trivium. They're playing with Chimera and Darkest Hour. That is happening November 24th at the Commodore. And Sephirum, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but they are playing with Blackguard, XDO, and a bunch of other bands. That's happening November 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. Gwar, Job 4 Cowboy, and the Red Chord are also playing in November. They're playing November 30th. That is also happening at the Commodore. Hailstorm, Belphegor, and Eluviti. I really don't know how to say that, so I'm just not going to. They are playing November 25th at the Red Room. Yes, and Propagandi. Propagandi also playing in Vancouver. They're playing October 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. I might be interviewing them, and I may have tickets to give away for that in the future, so stay tuned. I may or I may not, depending how I feel. In theory, I should. Indeed. Right now, though, I'm going to play some Gallows for you. Like I said, I really, really enjoy this album. They played the Warped Tour, and I was really tempted to go to the Warped Tour just to see them, but then I realized that I would have to pay too much money just to see a band that will probably play for only half an hour. So I'm going to go see them when they open up for Flogging Molly, which is also an interesting pairing. Interesting as in that pairing kind of confuses me. So this is some Gallows. You can check out my playlist online, as usual, at wealfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, or you can even download podcasts for the show or for various other shows on our awesome radio station through our website, which is citr.ca. So let's get to it. This is Gallows on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This has been We All Fall Down. Thank you very much to everyone that tuned in and listened this week. You guys are awesome, as usual. My name is Marielle. You just heard Propagandy off their album Supporting Cast. That song was called Night Letters. And I think before that, you heard Gallows off of Grey Britain. That song was called Death Voices. I am going to leave you off now with Bane off of my favorite Bane album, The Note. The song that I'm going to play for you is Hoods Up. Stay tuned to CITR. Robin is here with some guests to do The Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books. And he makes fun of me for being a dork, but